up to meet anytime we no chat. Can't get no sleep, me a feeble and look spiff and lie down in a deep. And I wonder how when we are gonna speak, yeah. My relationship can't work in long distance, yeah. When me call her phone and me can't get no response, yeah. So me tell myself someone getting assistance, yeah. From that day me start putting up some resistance. Baby girl, why you hiding your love from me? Tell me why you hiding your love from me? I really want to know why you hiding yourself. Why you hiding yourself? Why you hiding your love from me?
Yeah. I, Brother Clifford Dalphy, I donate $100 to support my favorite radio show for the annual funding drive. I encourage all the listeners, promoter, community members to donate. CKUT forever and CKUT till infinity.
Perfect.
Thank God.
BTW and live theater is back. Black Theater Workshop and La Manufacture present Pipeline. We are back after 2 years with a dual language presentation of the off-Broadway hit Pipeline by Dominique Morisseau, translation by Mishka Lavigne. Pipeline shares the story of Nia, a single mother and teacher dedicated to the success of her students and her teenage son Omari. Tensions are mounting at his school, and Nia must find a way to rediscover her connection with her son and his connection with himself. Pipeline will be presented at Théâtre La Licorne from April 12th to 23rd in English and April 26th to May 8th in French. For tickets, call 514-523-2246 or visit théâtrelalicorne.com. This is a Black Theater Workshop production and a CKUT co-presentation.
The sound of this doorbell may seem pretty ordinary to you, until you realize that it's Graham, who's 75 years old and still delivering meals to people in need in his neighborhood. And that for many of them, it's the most comforting sound they'll hear all day. Seniors bring so much to Quebec. Let's recognize their contribution. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
If it appears that COVID-19 symptoms like cough, fever, sore throat, and loss of taste and smell are beginning to present themselves, you can begin to self-isolate and take a rapid test at home. After getting your test results, you can learn more about proper self-isolation guidelines by visiting quebec.ca/self-isolating. This information is there to help protect you and everyone living under the same roof. All of us can make a difference, so let's keep making sure all of us are safe. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
It's all about CKUT 90.3 FM. We have to pay the bills, so the bills go on and on. Yes, you know, say one of the mighty diamonds, brother them pass away. You know, see, Tubby Diamond. You know, see, I got to play a little history about it, and then I got to play some. Oh, the mighty diamond them used to work together. You know, see it. So, listen to this.
We don't have any fun. It's been a long time. We don't have any fun. Sick and it's ratchet and bones.
Welcome once more to entertainment's most intriguing interview. It's E-Live, unplugged, only on CVM TV. I'm your host, Judith Bartley, this week catching up with Donald, Tabby Shaw, and Lloyd Judge Ferguson, two of the three-member team from the group Mighty Diamonds, formed in Trenchtown in 1969.
Gentlemen, wow, half a century. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I understand that your first name was Limelight.
Right.
How did that come about?
Well, you know, when you're small and thing, you know, the word Limelight, you know, the meaning, you know, you want to be out there, you know, and the Limelight. And so we started with that name. But then, after
so who gave the name Limelight?
Well, we arrived at
arrived from Diamond.
And it was three of you.
Right.
Who is missing? Fitzroy.
Fitzroy is missing.
Bonnie Simpson.
Yes.
So both, all three of you got together. You went to school together?
Well, actually, I attended three different schools in Jamaica. But at one time, three of us were at the same school as Boys Town.
So you're originally from where?
Trenchtown.
Everybody?
Yes.
Originally from Trenchtown, and you were attending Boys Town together.
Right.
Tell me about that experience.
Well, there never was such a real experience because in school, we didn't really relate to each other because I am the eldest man in the group. I was in sixth class.
Mm-hmm.
Bonnie was in fifth class, and Tabby was in
second
class. You know, but we really didn't see music in school.
Mm-hmm.
It was after leaving school, and we are living in the same community. You know, and we started.
So whilst you were going to Boys Town, you really didn't speak to each other?
No, not really.
We were really, to relate to each other, but we didn't know each other.
Right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So then how did the group come about?
Well, I didn't know after leaving school. I was a man out there, you know, because I love the music, looking people to sing with, like to form a group.
Mm-hmm.
I passed through a whole lot of people that never really suit me, you know?
But ironically, you know.
Ironically, they passed through the same set of people.
So
you were also trying to form
find
group.
A single person, mm-hmm. And then I try to find two. We are trying to find one. So the thing, you know.
So is it that at that time everybody in Trenchtown wanted to sing? So everybody.
Yeah, that group era.
Mm-hmm. At those times, you have Bob Marley and the Wailers, you have Toots on the Meters.
So you knew all of them?
Yeah, you have Gay Lads, John Holt and the Paragons, you have Gladiator. You have a lot of groups, man.
Right there in Trenchtown. Yeah, where were they rehearsing?
Yeah, them all rehearsed for themselves. We always rehearsed for themselves.
We used to rehearse in Toots,
one time.
All over Trenchtown.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we go to people's place, so we know them and thing. And
sometimes we're not playing a whole character.
And we actually rehearsed for 3 years before we tried to record a tune.
Sometimes we had to put in a whole kitchen too. Something funny with that tune.
All right.
Yes.
So let's get back to how you know started to sing together.
Well, it was this night now in December 1969. I was there in Trenchtown, to be exact, on 10th Street.
Mm-hmm.
I was speaking to a younger girl called Maggie. You know what I mean? I was at the gate speaking to Maggie. I saw Bonnie was coming down the road. He was just coming from Jalides. But he had done a tune with them called Maracuba,
mm-hmm.
a group near the Meditators. But actually, Bonnie didn't want to really stay there. What Bonnie wanted to do was to sing with Tabby. So me and I was there speaking. I see Bonnie coming down, the guitar and his arm. And at the same time, Tabby was coming up 10th Street. So like both in the middle of the road, they meet and stop. And I was speaking, and then they turn inside and go into a yard. That was one of our friends named Junior. I was watching.
Williams.
And so when I see what happened, saw them go inside the yard, I immediately said to the girl, say, excuse me, I'll soon be back. And I went inside the yard. So they were in a room singing. Bonnie was having the guitar and Mantabi inside of the room.
Mm.
The door was open, I could see inside. While I approached, then when I reached close to the door, Bonnie stretched the guitar, gave me and said, hold a rhythm.
Hold a
rhythm. So I start to play. I'm going to sing this tune 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years of love. It was a foreign tune.
Mm-hmm.
Sounded good.
Through that song, yeah.
So we decided then and there to start the group. So we started actually rehearsing. Meanwhile, people was doing them various jobs and, you know, rehearse at night time. But we actually rehearsed for 3 years before we tried to do our recording.
So you were doing your various jobs. What were you doing? What was your daytime?
I was in the army at the time.
At the time, we used to shop with them do electrical welding, you know. So we used to over the side there, you know.
And what Bonnie used to do?
Bonnie was there too. He was there. He was there and me was there.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were writing your own songs?
Yes.
Yes, right.
Who was doing the writing?
That's why the repertoire is so big and strong.
Mm.
Well, I do most of the writing for the group.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you was rehearsing and it's time for record now. Tell me how that go.
Well, when we actually the first song we actually recorded now was for Tabby's brother-in-law, who was a Stranger Call.
Oh No Baby.
We recorded a tune called Oh No Baby. But, you know, we didn't have the funds to really promote it. You know, it was a nice tune. From then, we go on with it, we did Shame and Pride for working
July,
yeah. Is now. That play a little. Then,
so hold on, so your first recording for Stranger Call,
oh no,
how did that come about? Because as your brother-in-law, you tell him, say...
No,
well, he knew of us, no, rehearsing and thing. Like the song.
So even as you were rehearsing, were you performing anywhere, any concert?
We still amateur talent.
Talent shows.
Amateur.
All over.
We have no recording song as it before. Mm-hmm. So we just do some amateur talent, like, you know, Meritone. We used to have a thing one time in Alfred Tree. Mm-hmm. A club where have like a... But I can't like no like karaoke, but like but it's on karaoke now. But that time it was like a amateur talent show.
But the only thing though, every contest we do in the club, we always win.
Yeah, we always,
we always win.
Top, you know.
And the first thing we win was a bottle of rum. Get a bottle of rum and none of us drink. So we give it away. Yeah.
So now. Tell me about the first album, which is Time Is Right.
Well, it's when we know the time of giving up, that album come about, you know.
You see, we actually rehearse, and then when we decide now, after we did Shame and Pride, Channel One heard the tune, they make a little name and thing, and wanted us to record the group, but Jala, it was hiding way, kind of, and Shineman really, you know, but the Chinaman have the money to do the promotion. They're like, they didn't have any.
And so, this is for Time Is Right. But Tabby, you're telling me about a point of giving up.
At the time, right. We went to Channel One, you know.
We was going to leave.
We decided, two of us decided, so I think it's about 4 years now, you know.
And who was running Channel One?
Joseph Fukim. Channel One. Joseph Fukim, he is deceased now.
And so, by this time, when you went to Channel One, y'all are still working your regular jobs.
Yeah, we
are still rehearsing in the night.
Rehearsing.
Still writing music.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
So tell me about that, Tabby.
Yeah, so we go down there and go to him and say, we have a two-track tape. We have two songs in the tape, so I want to sell it to him. And he must say, he take it to that thing and what. I'm still want to do something with him. I want to do a song, you know.
After this part with Tabby, right now.
We have a studio and thing. We said, well, it's a good opportunity, you know. That giving up thing now come like a change, you know. Change now, because we see a different light. You know? We see access. We promote our thing now.
Drinking.
So you go like that because you don't know. So it's all about CKT 90.3. If I'm going to make a diamond song, like a diamond song, right? Drive-by shooting. My condolences go to the family. Let's see.
Sir.
Behalf of myself and the CKUT family, yeah. We can send the condolences going to the family of them in the sea, the Mighty Diamonds, right?
Now the human race in such a squeeze.
Right now, don't stop me singing, right?
Bless Rastafari live. Continue. See that. Yeah.
This one that everybody favorite, right?
We love. Shoot.
Singing right now.
Yeah. Yeah, let me see it. How are you doing out there? All right.
Week, see you play the same time in the scene.
No, no, no. No, no, no.
So I don't tell us to meet on the Levit Legends in the scene.
Well,
I know the Tabby Diamond got a message from the group in the seat. But in legacy, live on sea, we in the sea.
Certain.
And this band's, the group of them, I tell you, when them come out to music, then come after it, you know, see? Next week, I'm going to put some music for that, you see? Yeah, straight half an hour, Mighty Diamonds, you see?
Yeah, yeah.
Not the dragon never run away.
No, no, no.
Not the dragon never run away.
No, my precious.
But this year, I'm proud.
What am I cause?
But this year, I'm proud.
I'm gonna leave you with this one right now.
Fire blazing.
Remember when I was a youth and I see the play from song called Emperor Tune. I played them tune, yeah. You see? It's all about next week. We're gonna get some more of that. You know, see it? We tell us, so we're gonna do it like this, right? Vice one, Mr. Luciana. At the place in our seats.
Glory be to Most High God, hallowed be thy name. King of kings and Lord of lords, worthy to be praised. I'll ascribe to you dominion, power and grace. Through the years and years to come, you'll always be the same. It's me again, John. As I fall on my knees today, help me God, I pray.
Check, 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 check.
It's me again, John. As I fall on my knees today, help me God, I pray. Preserve my soul today. I look around the world today, oh God, and you will see. Pharisees and backbiters taking up in vanity. But I know you control my destiny, and from you all blessings flow. From yesterday, even today, and tomorrow, it's me again, God. As I fall on my knees today, help me, God, I pray.
Saints One Regional to Mr. Mark Henry.
Oh Lord, to face another day. Oh, Lord, give me strength to face another day. Carry on life's road, carry on my load. Give me strength, oh Jah, to carry oh my Lord. Yeah. Oh Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Tell me where I've been. All help for it is passing. All help for you to go. Without whom
I'm gonna break it. We'll call on the line. Are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Taking the vibe, right?
Yes.
Glad to have you back in the line. You see, good afternoon, Sharon. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Roger. How are you doing?
Good. How was your weekend, Pass?
You know what? It's never boring. Always exciting.
All right.
Never a dull moment.
You know, people. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Sienna. You know, see.
Always a pleasure. Same
I wish,
here.
I wish many was like her, Ken Carleen. I was a chit chat. You know, see. People not have a shy.
Yeah.
One not a shy at all. You know what I mean? Ken Carleen, mm-hmm. Come talk to me. You know, see. Now go buy it now. You know, see.
Yes.
But, you know,
it's
so
good to know.
Sharon, we have a little news and report. You know, see, what's going on. You know, see. So she give us a little update. What's going on with this Jamaican Association. You know what I mean? And it's glad to know that we have a place we can just talk about, and you know what I mean? As I say, it's a family community, you know what I'm
saying? That's right.
Everything is going on good. From the head come right down for the president, to the first vice president, to the second vice president, to all of the board, you know what I'm saying? We are
that's
one,
right.
And we welcome everybody to the organization. It's your place. Just come out in your good behavior and let us enjoy life. Life is all about what we are, you know, see, and don't wait till it's too late. You're gonna say, well, if I didn't know, and don't follow your friend, them come up at the Jamaican Association and see for yourself. Beautiful place you can relax. All right, now we're gonna have food and everything there, you know, to come at
right.
Everybody, right? I'm gonna let Sharon chit chat about it. Talk to me, Sharon.
Yeah, so that's it. There's a lot happening at the association. As you know, even in the news, Mark Henry has been giving some reports in the news on the youth forum. And so we're not only at the association, but we're also out in the public and making statements about, you know, our involvement within Montreal's community. At the association itself, we are having a number of events, but people can always go on our website and check out under activities and see the lineup of activities, but I'm happy also to talk about them. So coming up in this week, we are March 31st. Can you believe it? I can't believe that we're already almost 4 months into the year already. But every Thursday night, as you know, we have the seniors hangout. So, you know, creating a space for seniors to come and feel, you know, comfortable and have their own space, have their music and food. Every Thursday night from 4 to 9. So it's started about half an hour ago. But it's a social and informal space that we have for seniors. We know that during COVID, people have been inside, and this is an opportunity for people to come out and to spend a little bit of time outside of their home. This Saturday, the 2nd of April, we're also starting another initiative that is targeting seniors, and this is what we call the Bamboo Lounge. It's an opportunity to do different things. It's not on a weekly basis, it's on a monthly basis. So this Saturday, between 4 and 8, again, targeting the senior crowd, we are going to be showing a movie, there's going to be popcorn, it's going to be good company, and really just coming together. So the movie is Countryman.
Yeah, but
actually, if people haven't seen it, an opportunity to see Countryman in and at the association.
But that, and people, it's not about you can bring your elders, you can come out and sit down with them, you know, enjoy this movie, because it's not going to show, it's going to show up on a light screen, you know, see, and you can, yeah, as you said, you have popcorn, you can bring it like a one come out, or they will excited come out and watch, you know, Jamaican shows, mm-hmm. and make it look like, you know, what it's all about, you know what I mean, bring your friend, because mm-hmm. not about you have to be Jamaican to come and watch a movie,
no.
and it's in, you can bring, it's all the, as I said, the door is open for everybody. So we can.
Absolutely.
You can enjoy yourself, all of us, you know, see? Because when our time comes, the same thing we're going to do. We're going to go there and we're going to hang out. You know, see? We're there already hanging out and we're going to continue hanging out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Continue, sure.
And it's all free. It's all free. So it's, you know, a space. We're creating a space for people to feel that they have a space and that they can come and just spend some time and be around friends and in a safe environment, of course. Coming up soon, we are, as you mentioned earlier, our kitchen will be opening. And so we're going to be launching that very, very soon. But as of April 9th, we're going to be having our kitchen on a regular basis. And we're going to give you some more information. But just to let people know that there's going to be food that they can call in and purchase food. And come by and eat there as well on a daily basis. And we're going to be posting the dates and times, but we're happy to invite or have Winston Richards come back to the association and be our resident chef. So more information to come on that. We are also on the Sunday, we're starting back with our Dutch pot brunch. So it's Easter and the theme is Easter. So we're going to be having some great Easter meals for our Dutch pot brunch. On the Thursday, the 21st, you know, in the Black community, we don't, like in many communities, we don't always talk about mental health. But here at the Jamaica Association, we are taking a lead. We're taking a stance to talk about mental health, and particularly in the you know, highlighting people who are want to talk about their situations that can help others. So we all know, many of us know Art Lee Coley, and he often talks about his challenges with bipolarism, and he is going to be having a book signing at the association on Thursday, April 21st at 7 p.m. So people are more than welcome to come out and to hear his story, to hear from him and to talk about mental illness and mental health, right? Last but not least, I want to say that we're also focusing on youth. So on the 27th of this month, we are having a special event for youth, and that's led by our youth representative, Jade Parkinson-Gale. And we're going to be focusing on sexuality, because we need to also talk about sexuality, and especially with our youth. I mean, with everyone, but with our youth as well. It's an important, they know, you know, to speak to young ones, and they know a lot more than we think they know. So we're kind of, you know, finding a way to guide them through these different conversations that they're having with their friends, and, you know, helping them to kind of decipher certain things as well. So all that, people must keep in mind that on Friday night, we certainly have our Overflow Food Friday, another space where people will come out and enjoy, and Saturdays as well. Some Saturdays will have special events, so always check our calendar for the different activities that are happening. And I must say that we are still on the lookout for our coordinator for our Old Future program. We're looking, again, that's also on our website. So we're looking for someone with about 2-3 to 5 years of in social work. And that role is about helping the young women in our Old Future program, young single Black women who need some help and guidance in different areas of their life. So, again, I would say call us if there are any questions. The number is 514 877-837-8229. Go to our website, check out what we're doing. We have many programs as well. We have also our food bank on Thursdays and Fridays. We also have programs, classes, sorry, that are coming up as of the 21st, is it, of April? No, it's not the 21st of April. It is the 18th, in the week of the 18th of April. So we're talking about money management. We're talking about the English and writing classes. And we're talking about computers and basic computer skills. So there's a lot happening at the association.
Right, you see, we have a lot more coming up. We have a lot of things coming up at the Jamaican Association. So I'll look out for DJ Smurf coming up on April 16th. And as I said, the 14th, we're going to be there live. CKET is going to be live from there, Jamaican Association, with DJ Smurf and myself, you know. So people you want to come see DJ Smurf. Also, he's going to be there on the Friday night, you know, hanging out with us, you know, see Overflow Friday, so. You know, it's going to be, people, get an early bird ticket, because the ticket is going to go in fast, you know, right? So if you want to get a ticket, you can call me at 514-803-1774. You can call the Jamaican Association, right? The ticket's all there, though, okay?
Exactly. And that's right, DJ Smurf, all the way from Jamaica. DJ.
FM.
It'll be fun.
All right, Sharon, so it's all right. About that time, you know, so we'll talk again next week,
yes.
You know, so we'll keep in contact and we'll just continue the vibe.
Thank you so much, it's Roger. Have a great one. We'll see you soon.
It's a pleasure to always talk to Arena. That's the first vice president. You have to pick up the president, okay? You don't know, say, he got all out, you know, see the both of them, you know what I mean? The social media, see him on the TV, Mr. Mark Henry, you know what I mean? This thing... It's not an easy road, but it's always there for them, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna play one more Luciana for the item, saying
that's all I need.
I'm gonna play about this tune, cause you said that's Junior, one of my favorite Luciana, you know see, cause you don't know what I'm saying. Luciana, I'm an artist, I'm inspiring, you know what I'm saying? Oh, listen. Culture, my positive vibes, you know what I'm saying?
Just as I am a messenger to teach you about roots and culture, to tell them how to feel in my job. That's all I am doing. Teach you about roots and culture. I tell them how to them from Mumbaja. That's all I am doing with Aya. See ya. So man I sing bow. All them boss love bow. Then forget ya. And put them woman up front. There's a time and a place for everything. Whoa. So do my tambo. Hold them fire them go. And my tapo. All them boss got lean. Sweep over my soul, bring it back. Sweep over my soul, sweep over my soul. Grace can see you through. Yes, my
my sister, only God's grace can see you through. Though you've been working very hard and long, you wonder what is wrong.
Okay!
And though you've given them your all and love,
Mom!
If you even try to make a speech, there's always someone to criticize. And you wonder why people wanna see you kept sad. My brother, my sister, indeed God's grace can see.
Gonna come here. DJ Q will be here, you know, see it from out of St. Vincent, something called Flirt, you know, see it. And if you want to get your tickets, you can call the number 514-803-1774 also, you know, see it. Check on the flyers in the scene.
In this life.
Check on the DJs on the flyers in the scene.
In this life. In this life.
Think of virgin in the scene. May 21st. Gonna be a marketing, right? May 14th, it's all about the Jamaican Association. Think of ladies' night, and I see it, night to remember. Ladies, get ready, you see it.
It's life, it's life, it's life, it's life, it's life.
CKUT 90.3 FM, positive vibe, taking the line, 90.3, every Thursday, from 3 to 5, I'm on Raja Mode, pick up my half staff, them to say Nadine and Johnny Blau. This one reaching out to Nick in the seats, your Italian brother, right? Songs are going crazy, so I get the seats. Everybody.
Man to man is so unjust.
Reaching out to Miss Andon Victoria and so to pull up a tune and I like that song. Get the seats. You don't know who to trust, right? Then say your best friend will cut you down. That's it.
Man to man is so unjust. Children, you don't know who to trust. Your worst enemy could be your best friend. And your best friend, your worst enemy. Some will eat and drink with you.
To pull up the blessing and bring up the better Cliffina situation of the island's enemy. You know, see it, brother Cliffy, large up every time. You know, see one of my lion listeners. You see it, one of them day, you know, see one of these Thursday. We gotta sit down with brother Cliffy and chat to him. You know, see it,
man to man.
Every man of our history, you know, see
is so unjust, children. Yeah, don't. Your worst enemy could be your best friend. And your best friend, your worst enemy. Some will eat and drink with you.
Drink with you.
Then behind them, sus upon you. So only he could reveal it. And who the captain let them wear it. Who the captain let them wear it. Said I throw me con.
Throw me con.
Me no call no foul.
Me no call no foul.
I say you good.
Some will hate you, pretend they love you now. Then behind they try to eliminate you. But who Jah bless? No one curse. Thank God we're past the worst. Hypocrites and parasites.
$100 to support my favorite radio show for the annual funding drive. I encourage all the listeners, promoter, community members to donate. CKUT forever and CKUT till infinity. Thank God.
BTW and live theater is back. Black Theater Workshop and La Manufacture present Pipeline. We are back after 2 years with a dual language presentation of the off-Broadway hit Pipeline by Dominique Morisseau, translation by Mishka Lavigne. Pipeline shares the story of Nia, a single mother and teacher dedicated to the success of her students and her teenage son Omari. Tensions are mounting at his school, and Nia must find a way to rediscover her connection with her son and his connection with himself. Pipeline will be presented at Théâtre La Licorne from April 12th to 23rd in English and April 26th to May 8th in French. For tickets, call 514-523-2246 or visit théâtrelalicorne.com. This is a Black Theatre Workshop production and a CKUT co-presentation.
The sound of this doorbell may seem pretty ordinary to you, until you realize that it's Graham, who's 75 years old and still delivering meals to people in need in his neighborhood. And that for many of them, it's the most comforting sound they'll hear all day. Seniors bring so much to Quebec. Let's recognize their contribution. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
If it appears that COVID-19 symptoms like cough, fever, sore throat, and loss of taste and smell are beginning to present themselves, you can begin to self-isolate and take a rapid test at home. After getting your test results, you can learn more about proper self-isolation guidelines by visiting quebec.ca/self-isolating. This information is there to help protect you and everyone living under the same roof. All of us can make a difference, so let's keep making sure all of us are safe. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Flirt, Montreal. Self-love is one of the greatest accomplishments ever. Fulfilling our inner desires without being judged is real.
Your man said you don't like me.
Is flirting an act of unfaithfulness?
Don't take this.
On Saturday, May...
Keep your culture.
my people.
Don't be afraid of the vulture.
I have a young lady being shy with me over here, and you know, she can look for me and she gets shy. Come over here.
Grow your dreams.
Talk to the people. And what's your name?
My name's Ashanti.
And who are you related to?
I'm related to the man here on the radio, the one and only Roger Moore Hilton.
And who's Roger Moore to you?
He is my great grandfather. Grandfather is the greatest radio man you'll ever hear on this radio station here.
You know, that's my granddaughter and the big one. She's shy. You know, see it? You know, so how's school going?
Going good. Just getting there. Just got to toughen up and we're going to finish soon in the summertime.
What? Let the people know what school they go to, you know?
I go to Vanier College.
And what are you taking at Vanier College?
Taking computer science.
You see it. Don't be shy, you know, because your grandfather not shy, right? That's my granddaughter, right? Love her. Lord, share them love, you know what I'm saying? I have to give thanks to them, right? Beautiful kids. We have 4 minutes to go. And you don't know, so after hours gonna take over, you know, so it's a very good show to listen, you know, so continue the vibes. They give you all the thing about the mental health issue and everything, you know, so the racism and everything, you know, so listen to that show, yeah. I want to say good afternoon to Kaya Kindo, you know, see it? Enough respect, you know, see it? Before I get out, I'm going to travel like this. Simply, simple, CKUT. Continue tuning the vibe and say, Roger, I'm going to take one or two for you every Thursday. Thinking whatever you're doing, to be safe in the seas.
There ain't no way we'll stay together anymore.
Somebody say, play back Dennis Brown. I'm going to play back.
To use your radio, find the power button, turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
following is a previously broadcast program.
CKUT.ca on the World Wide Web. News, interviews, and music featuring the voices of prisoners, their allies, and supporters. Tune into the Prison Radio Show on the fourth Friday of every month between 11 a.m. and noon, and every second Thursday of the month between 5 and 6 p.m. To get involved in Prison Radio, or if you need to access past programs, email prison@ckut.ca.
Rehabilitation.
I wonder if you know what the word means. Do you? It comes from the Latin root habilis. The definition is to invest again with dignity.